AVANT.com and enter promo code 5858 when applying. AVANT.com, promo code 5858.
Thunder Country Weather.
Good morning from the KIIC Weather Center. This weather update is brought to you by Royal Plumbing, the place to go for walk-in tubs and showers. Get the Royal treatment every time. Visit them online at RoyalPlumbingIA.com. A drizzly start to our day. This drizzle should move out this afternoon. Our afternoon high today will reach around 42 degrees and cloudy and 33 for your overnight low.
KIIC.
It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Jason Summers brings you live interviews with the area's sports headliners.
Oh, that's horrible. That is some rude broadcasting, brother.
With clear and concise analysis.
Carter Isley!
Wow!
He stepped to the left or to the right. To the left or to the right.
Jason takes you through today's complex sports stories and makes them simple.
And this is Jason Summers, who will be ending the day. I am still jacked up on the dude.
And now, from his Community First Credit Union man cave.
Buckle up, boys. Don't look, doll.
This might get hairy.
It's the Coach's Corner.
Attention, this is your captain speaking. I've got good news and bad news. The good news is we'll be landing immediately. Bad news is we're crash landing.
Morning to you there, Joey Millage.
Don't wear yourself out over there.
It's good stuff here.
Yes, have a seat, man. Dancing this morning with some Irish music.
We've been dancing the last couple of days here. Little Irish magic last night. The old pot of gold was found for the 16th seed last night.
Who is UMBC?
Woo! That, my friend, that is some Irish luck right there for you. You know, there's a lot of Irish people up. Where is UMBC anyway? I mean, you knew about this. I mean, everybody seen this one coming in.
Yeah, everybody, I think out of our 1,286 people playing our bracket contest here at KIIC, I think we had about 14 on accident.
We've had a huge failure here this morning.
How's that?
We didn't get one of those 14 on the air because we've got to figure out what they knew that the rest of us 1,200 had no clue on or the world.
Well, there is. I went through and looked this morning at the picks. Those that picked UMBC to beat a number one seed Virginia, never happened before, by the way. Folks that are not sports fans that somehow landed on this show, we're sorry. But if you're not a sports fan, you're not probably understanding what rocked the sports world last night at about 10:40 p.m. And this gives you a little bit of a clue as to what happened.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Kevin Figures.
Well, it was going to happen eventually, right?
The madness has hit its peak as a 16 defeats a 1 for the first time in NCAA history. UMBC is that 16, 74-54. The Retrievers retrieve the first ever win for a 16 against a 1.
Westwood 1 on the call.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, Peter Brady doing the call there for him. he just got back from his puberty trip to Hawaii. But, man, the Retrievers, what a perfect name.
Absolutely, yeah. It was quite a game last night, and we're going to talk to Keith Murphy from Channel 13 coming up here.
Something about Irish.
Yeah, and he you know, this will be interesting, because at 10:20, I don't think we knew yet that Virginia was going to get beat. And the first time ever in, I don't know how many years, but and I think it's 136 games, they just mentioned there on Fox Sports, 136 tries, finally, a number 16 takes down a number 1. Unbelievable. And UMBC, folks, it stands for University of Maryland, Baltimore County.
And I know the 14 that picked UMBC, they knew all about this. This wasn't, the rest of us knew nothing.
Yeah.
14 people who, and I can't believe there's 14.
Well, there was I did go through the finalists, the folks that did pick it, and you know, some of them you can tell they were guessing. There is one gal, and her name, I think I'm going to pull it up here in just a second. I think it's Katie Betzland, if I've got it right. She picked UMBC to beat Virginia, but you look at the rest of her picks, and she's doing quite well. It's very apparent that Katie was not just guessing here. Katie Betzworth. Only had a couple other misses, but she picked UMBC. Now, we're going to talk to Greg Hanshaw here in just a little bit with Community First Credit Union, and I think he might have the winning ticket this year. He did pick Virginia, just like all the other chumps last week here when we finished our brackets. However, I think he made a move to Cincinnati and picked Michigan State. So we're going to talk to Greg here in just a little bit from Community First Credit Union, the sponsor of our Stump the Chumps bracketing contest that we've done now. This is our 10th year.
Yeah, hey, and congratulations too. As dreary as it is today, and the madness that has been our March weather, you put together a great prize package for this. Kudos to C1st. Obviously, 10 years of them leading the way and giving a dollar for every person who signs up to the Susan G. Komen Foundation, and that's just tremendous. We have to do the math on that over 10 years.
Well, it's thousands of dollars that Community First Credit Union's given to Southeast Iowa Komen Foundation and the Race for the Cure, which is always the day before Mother's Day, and that's kind of how this whole promotion or contest that you dreamed up back in 2008 works. And, you know, we started our first year, I think we had 147 people play, and we're up over 1,200 this year, and that's not bad with the fact that
there's
we don't have
no
anybody.
Iowa teams in here. I mean, honestly, you don't have the buzz on the street. And we'll talk with Keith Murphy a little bit about that. But there was 1,200 people who had that buzz because they wanted to, whether they liked basketball or not, they wanted to be a part of what Community First Credit Union has led the way with here. And putting their picks where their mouth is. Is that correct?
I think that'll work,
yeah,
Jason.
Enough.
Hey, William Penn, they win last night. They go to the Elite Eight in the NAIA. We're going to talk with Keith Murphy a little bit later on in the hour, where I think we're going to check up with John Henry.
John Henry's down in Kansas City. Boy, what a thriller last night. That game got over after the Virginia game. So it was late night, and he's going to join us here this morning as well. Talk about the William Penn Statesman.
All right, we'll be back right after this. We'll talk to Greg Hanshaw with Community First Credit Union. Stay with us on the Summers Insurance and Community First Credit Union Coaches Show.
My life is always on, every single day, and the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mom. I depend on my electricity co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com. Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy partner.
If you're looking to save on fuel, then come out to the Agriland FS Fast Stop Express fuel sites today from 9 a.m. to noon. You'll receive 16 cents off per gallon on all fuels. That's right, 16 cents off all fuel, including super unleaded, all ethanol blends, and even diesel. Today only from 9 to noon at Agriland's FS Fast Stop Express locations. They accept all major credit cards. Stop out to your local Fast Stop for 16 cents off per gallon on all fuel today only.
At Community First Credit Union, we're giving you a better way to grow your money. For limited time only, with a minimum of $1,000, open a 12-month certificate account at 2.05% APY or a 24-month certificate account at 2.55% APY. Come on, lock in a great rate today and earn more. Because at C1st, together is better. APY is annual percentage yield. Rates subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Here with Jason Summers, Summers Insurance. Jason, you not only have multiple locations to serve your customers, you have several product lines.
Joe, we can do everything from home and auto to your business to life to health. We really span the gamut of insurance, but also lots of companies to choose from so we can go out and give you more options and less price.
I mean, you do the shopping for us.
We shop, you save.
All right, Jason Summers, Summers Insurance, located in Sheraton and Albia.
Consider Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center in Albia. If you're experiencing unsteadiness when walking, weakness in your arms and legs, or difficulty speaking and swallowing, Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center is a skilled nursing facility which offers many different outpatient rehabilitation services. Our highly trained professional staff offer physical, occupational, speech, as well as pain management therapy to help community members stay close to home. Prevent unsteadiness and weakness at home by inquiring at Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center. Call 641-932-7105.
That's the best Irish music. We were doing good with the Irish jig there a moment ago, Jay.
I know. I had the jig going, but then I switched up albums. I don't know what this one is. It says Irish dance music.
You know, if you hang out with the right people, you don't need luck. I'll take a little Irish luck like UMBC had last night. 16, Cinderella finds her slippers last night. Wonder how long she's going to wear them. But, man, if you're not looking for just luck, you just want to get things done the right way. Greg Hinshaw with the Community First Credit Union, who puts the community first. Jay Mill, they have put their foot first in this program, and it's why this exists, and it's why so much money has been given to the Susan G. Komen Foundation.
Yeah, absolutely. Greg joins us on the phone line this Saturday morning. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, guys. How's everybody doing?
Well, we are we're doing okay. A little bit stunned. I don't know. Did you catch that game last night?
You know, I actually didn't see it. I was in a location where I could see a TV off in the distance, and when it happened, I was in shock.
Yeah, that's the same here. I was my phone. I was not watching it either, Greg, and my phone started blowing up, and so I tuned in and could not believe what I saw. This wasn't even close.
Yeah, well, I saw that they won, and then I saw the score and was shocked again.
Absolutely. Well, Greg, excuse me, I'm looking at your bracket here. And by the way, first of all, we want to thank Community First Credit Union for once again, now in the 10th year of helping us sponsor this Stump the Chumps contest, where C-First kicks in a buck for everybody that gets to play for free online. And even without Iowa, without Iowa State, without you and I, no Drake in the tournament this year, still, we had over 1,200 participants, 1,286, and that's because folks want to help out Susan G. Komen and have fun doing it.
Well, you bet, Joe. I tell you what, at Community First, one thing we have a real passion for is supporting Susan B. Komen, and we love doing it through Stump the Chumps. We love doing it with the Susan B. Komen walk in Ottumwa every year and around Southeast Iowa. It's just something we care about and feel very strongly about, so we're... Believe me, we're extremely happy to do it.
Absolutely. Now, I want to talk about your bracket real quick, and then I want to talk a little bit about what's going on at C First. Now, you didn't take Virginia all the way, Greg.
I did not. I didn't think the conventional wisdom and all the prevailing winds on Virginia were going to pan out. I certainly didn't expect to see them fall early on, but I just couldn't convince myself to pick them to go all the way.
Wow, and that's why he's leading this.
Yeah,
that's why he's in charge.
Exactly.
C-First, right?
That's why we're chumps, and he's the one making this thing work.
Greg had Virginia.
Hey, listen, fellas, my confidence took a little bit of a blow here. I mean, it's not like I'm up in the top 10%, not even close.
Well, it's way early. As Kevin Krall used to say, this is a marathon, not a sprint, and he was always right about that. But it's way early because, as we all know, you only get 1 point in the first round for every team you get right. Then it moves to 2, then 4, 8, 16, and then, of course, 32 on the last round. So we see a lot of moves and shifts. But Greg had Virginia winning last night and then winning against Arizona. Arizona is out. That's one of the 4-13 seeds that got beat last
right.
night. But then he's got Cincinnati, who's still in it, who plays today against Nevada,
man, they're tough. They've got a great
not the Iowa school, Nevada, and he's got Cincinnati winning that region. So that's interesting, Greg. You've got a shot here.
Well, hey, now all of a sudden my confidence is growing.
Absolutely.
I love what I'm hearing.
Well, the other thing I'll mention real quick, Greg, is you've got you went all in on the Big Ten this year, and your bracket has Michigan State taking on Gonzaga and winning the whole thing. So you're all in on Big Ten.
I am. You know, I'm a Big Ten guy. I'm an Iowa grad. I've got a house divided. I've got kids from Iowa and Iowa State. So most years, I love watching at least one of them in the tourney. But once we found out that wasn't going to happen, which I kind of think we all knew quite a while back, right, guys?
Yeah.
I kind of moved on in the Big Ten and Michigan State. I've watched them for years and years. You know, they might not have had the best year they've ever had, but boy, I think they come together and they do what it takes when it's crunch time.
How much do you feel like the Big Ten was really looked over this year? Because you know, getting teams like Nebraska, who you know, are 15-3 on the year or 15-4 on the season, don't get invitations.
Right.
You know, I just felt like the Big Ten was overlooked this year, and we may find that pans out.
Yeah, I agree. I felt the same way. You know, I think this year compared to the last few, there were a lot of controversial decisions by the committee. And I think the Big Ten was caught in the middle of that. They just didn't seem to get the respect probably that they deserved.
Well, I would agree, Jason. Iowa was definitely overlooked this year. They overlooked several wins this season. But you know, if there's one area of the country that's looking up who Ryan Odom is, the coach at UMBC, it's probably Iowa City. That's probably where all the searches are happening.
You might be you're on something, but I don't know on to. But
I like Greg's pick of Michigan State. Tom Izzo he seems to always figure out in the tough games, in the tight games, he seems to figure it out. It should be interesting. Hey, Greg, before we let you go, what's going on at C-First? You guys are continuing to grow exponentially, it would seem, and you're just loved by the community. What's going on at C-First?
Well, we've got a lot going on. Thanks for asking. Right now we're in the middle of a couple of really exciting projects. We're actually opening a new branch location at the JBS plant in Ottumwa. So Ottumwa is our headquarters. We have a number of locations throughout the city of Ottumwa, but we're going to add one more. That will open in May. Very excited about that. And we are nearing completion of a very significant remodeling project of our Centerville branch down in southeast Iowa. So pretty excited about those two projects that are coming to completion here in the next couple of months. And as always, you guys know very well, we've just got a lot going on coming into the spring and summer with tons of sponsorships and events that our employees get out and participate in all of the communities where we live and work with the folks around us.
Yeah, I mean, when you put C first, it is putting the community first. You know, to me, it's like, I think people really need to understand that the credit union, the Community First Credit Union, is like, you guys love Cinderella. You love the Cinderella story because it is for the average man. It's, you know, going out
C stands
and getting
for
some.
Cinderella. There you
it does.
Go.
They put the community first, and the whole thing is behind the community credit union is to go out and help people that sometimes get overlooked.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and I really appreciate you saying that. That's what we do. That's kind of our mantra. That's our MO, and honestly, that's the credit union way. Our motto industry-wide is people helping people, and we really truly love nothing more than helping someone out when there's a time of need and helping them out when quite often other institutions aren't willing to, and that's what we do, and it's what we do best.
I tell you, I sent an email to member services at C-First this week. I thought there's about a 20% shot anybody gets back to me. I got a response within about 20 minutes from member services to take care of an issue I was having. But hey, Greg, I need to let you go, and I need to first of all apologize to Jason when he sent out the broadcast email to everybody this week. Spelled your name Henshaw. Yeah. I know it's Henshaw. Everybody knows it's Greg Henshaw, but I want to apologize on his behalf.
Well, hey, apology accepted, and trust me, it's not the first time, not even close.
Well, and a couple years ago, we called you the CEO before you were that, so
we were forecasting.
Maybe he's going to change his name, his spelling. I don't know, Jason.
You're better at picking CEOs than you are doing the weather. I saw this weather forecast a week ago. Not good, Millage.
Greg, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you later. We're going to get to William Penn basketball. We'll talk to Keith Murphy from Channel 13. Greg, have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Greg Henshaw, Jason. Henshaw. It's H-A-N. Knuckle nut. All right. We'll be back right after this break. And this time out, we'll talk William Penn basketball. Still more to come on who is Ryan Odom, the coach of UMBC. Stay right here on Thunder Country KIIC and the Community First Credit Union Coach's Corner.
The Harlem Globetrotters bring their amazing feats of basketball world tour to Des Moines with two big games Saturday, April 7th. Witness amazing Globetrotter moments that become unforgettable Globetrotter memories. Be amazed by the ball handling wizardry and timeless antics that will have kids of all ages laughing the entire time. Don't miss the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters live at Wells Fargo Arena Saturday, April 7th with matinee and evening games. Get your tickets online at HyVTix.com.
Hello, spring! Ooh. Gather the girls and head to Albia for our spring open houses hosted by Blackbird Primitive, Mustard Seed Co., Inspire You Bake Shop, and The Create Studio. March 15th, 16th, and 17th. Find unique home decor gifts, have lunch, and load up on sweet treats for the ride home. Enjoy shopping at these one-of-a-kind shops known for their personal attention and small-town flair. Door prizes at each location.
Now, that might be the sound of the Irish jig that's going on tonight. A little more beat to it.
Are you doing anything tonight, by the way, for...
What? Yeah, I've got plans.
Just haven't made them yet.
That's right. Hey, you know what? Speaking of last night, did you get catch hell there at the house last night?
Say it one more time.
Did you get hell last night at the house in Oski?
Did I get hell at the house? Did I get hail?
Hail. Hell, that's what I said.
No, you said, did I get hell?
No, hail. That's what I meant. The stuff, the white things that fly out of the sky.
Did
and
you go
the...
to Russell High School, or did you... did you... Hey, say pale.
Pal?
See, that's what I thought. All right, well, that's why...
What's the deal here? Because I'm Irish, by the way. Some of us will wear green and pretend to be Irish for a night, and I don't blame them.
I did get hail at the house last night. It's been weird weather.
It is. Lightning and thunder. Feel the thunder? They should make a song out of that.
Cue that one up.
Yeah,
I got hail at the house, and it was just... I mean, we had some round, really, a lot of round pellets. Or as you would say, pallets.
Pick on the short, fat Irish kid today.
Well, John Henry's going to come talk to us here in a little bit. William Penn, they've had a tough run. They fell behind a little bit last night. We're going to talk to John in a little
bit. They scored half the points that they normally score in a ball game and still won.
Went into overtime.
Yeah, in overtime.
And then, of course, the night before, it was Science and Arts that they're playing. It sounds like one of the programs down at Indian Hills. They're playing Oklahoma's Science and Arts. And they had a tough matchup with them. I think they ended up winning at 68-63. They go to the Sweet 16 last night and get a win in OT. It's going to be fun to talk to John Henry about that as they move on to the Elite Eight. I believe that game is today as well.
It's tonight at 7:30. Let's take a look. I think it follows the dunk contest, which that'd be pretty cool to be a part of. Tonight, 7:30, William Penn, the one seed, taking on Our Lady of the Lake from Texas, number 6 seed there in NAIA down in Kansas City. And then, what we're hoping for is to see the Statesmen get to the championship game, which will be broadcast live on ESPN3. That will be on Tuesday night, I believe. And so, but that was such a fun game. You can follow it online, or you can go online and actually catch the live stream. I think you have to pay a little extra to get that, but I was watching because I was cheap, and trying to watch it on my phone, the live update, mm-hmm. The play by play that they do on their computer simulated games. And oh my gosh, the final 8 seconds! I can't wait to talk to Coach Henry, because the final 8 seconds was unbelievable in regulation. They were up two, and then they must have fouled. I have no clue, but anyway, they ended up tying it up.
Well, it was like a miracle shot from Dalton.
Yeah, and so it tied it up and just unreal. So I can't wait to hear the strategy down the final minutes of that ball game. And the Statesmen, they're averaging over 100 points a game. Mm-hmm. This is a high-flying, high-scoring offense. And when I looked at the score in the second half, the 14-minute mark, they were in their 50s. I'm mm-hmm. like, you know, is this the first half? Because this team is, you know, they've won by scoring lots of points. So he's had to find a way to beat his opponent playing their basketball game, and that's not easy to do when that's not your style. But it'll be fun talking to Coach Hinder here in a second.
Absolutely. And just going back to the contest, our Stump the Chumps contest, 1,286 participants in our Stump the Chumps contest. That means a check that C-First will write to the Susan G. Komen Southeast Iowa affiliate in the Race for the Cure that comes your way the day before Mother's Day. I think it's May 8th this year. To just add to their total there, which is great. But looking at I pulled up the champions summary in the contest. Virginia was the most picked team.
I think many would have considered them to be the favorite coming in.
They only lost two games all year. And they
just didn't play UMBC.
they were picked 312 times as the champion in from all of our participants. 300, there was the number one. Villanova was number two, which, by the way, most of the chumps picked Villanova. Yeah, Kevin Krall, I think Keith Murphy has Villanova as well. Michigan State was picked third, 115, followed by Kansas, and then Duke, North Carolina, and not too far down the list, Iona, which I just think people must have looked at that and thought they saw Iowa.
Oh, man, every year, I guess, every year, don't you just get a little goosebumps when you hear Iona called? Oh, I'm so sick of hearing Iona called, and you know,
spelling issue.
Yeah, I really believe, and we're going to talk with Keith Murphy about this. One of the questions I'm going to ask him is, how difficult does it become as a local sports broadcaster covering the major colleges in the state of Iowa? How much does it deflate this whole thing, and how much has it deflated this tournament for? Even our listeners, you know, do you still have the same passion? I think productivity in the workforce and in the attendance in the school is up substantially this year over, you know, 2 years ago when Iowa State and you and I were all in the tournament. And, you know, you need Cinderella stories to make this thing relevant. If we don't have UMBC last night and Arizona getting beat by Buffalo, what do you talk about?
Yeah.
You know, because this becomes it's fun to watch, but it's you don't.
Yeah, Iowa teams have not had much success. I mean, you go back to was it Tom Dr.
Davis?
Tom Davis had a sweet it was sweet 16.
Sweet 16.
Got beat by UNLV. Yeah. Could have gone to the Elite Eight.
Had,
is that right? Or Final Four?
You and I beating Kansas a few years back.
Was the Iowa UNLV game, was that to go to the Final Four?
That was to go to the Final Four.
Right.
Iowa was up by 18 points at halftime. Yeah, that was.
But see, that's the thing. It's been so long ago since we sniffed any of that we just, you know, it's if the Iowa doesn't make the tournament, Iowa State doesn't make the tournament, it's kind of like we don't care. It's a lot different than not making a bowl game.
But. Well, you know, one thing you have accomplished this morning is you have stirred up the Killer Bees. From Russell, Iowa.
Oh, great.
Because now I'm getting texts coming in, and, you know, just so you know, you may not want to, you may want to take the long way to get to Sheraton to see your parents, because there's going to be pitchforks and.
I'll go through Knoxville then. Hey, speaking of the Russell School, which did close a long time ago right after you graduated there, they've turned that into a nice community center. You can rent that place out. Bob Chip has made that thing like Taj Mahal.
Chip Royce.
I know, I'm telling you.
Hey, all right, let's take a time out. We're going to come back. John Henry's going to join us. We're going to talk about the Statesmen and their journey into the madness that is March and this dance that is NAIA when we come back. Back to the Coach's Corner.
Too many people fall getting in and out of their tubs every day. Trust Royal Plumbing when they say there is a better way. Royal Plumbing can replace your old tub with one of their safe and practical walk-in tubs or showers. Call Royal Plumbing today and get a free, no-obligation, no-hassle consultation. They want to ensure that your walk-in bathing experience is a positive one. That's Royal Plumbing, 515-994-9170, where you get the royal treatment every time.
Maybe you're living paycheck to paycheck, or maybe you simply need to build better credit. Either way, Community First Credit Union is here for you. Right now, we're offering member cash loans from $200 to $500 with no minimum credit score requirements and quick, easy access to cash. And don't worry if you're not a CFirst member. Join us, and after 30 days, you'll be eligible to apply too. Life happens, and we get it. Apply for a cash loan online at c1stcu.com today. Some restrictions apply, subject to credit approval and program qualifications.
If you're looking to save on fuel, then come out to the Agriland FS Fast Stop Express fuel sites today from 9 a.m. to noon. You'll receive 16 cents off per gallon on all fuels. That's right, 16 cents off all fuel, including super unleaded, all ethanol blends, and even diesel. Today only from 9 to noon at Agriland's FS Fast Stop Express locations. They accept all major credit cards. Stop out to your local Fast Stop for 16 cents off per gallon on all fuel today only.
Looking Fox, heavy fell over. He gets it to Hoan. Hoan up the floor, 7 seconds. He'll pump fake, pull up a three, air balls at the left. Santillo catches it. That's it. Penn survives. 68-64. Holy cow. Oh, my goodness.
Audio courtesy KMZN. That's Emery Songer on the call.
Ah, hey, that was, oh my goodness, March Madness at its best. And one of the best, John Henry's going to join us, the head coach of the William Penn Statesmen. Coach, I know you can't have much voice left, buddy, and I don't know how you got out of bed this morning other than the pure adrenaline ride that was from last night. But congratulations, Coach.
Thank you very much. And yeah, my voice is pretty shot. I apologize for how I sound this morning. I sound the way I feel, to be honest with you.
Well, Coach, you got to feel pretty darn good about the way that your team responded. This was a total different style of game that you guys are accustomed to. You're a high-flying, put-up-the-points type of team, and last night you had to find a way to grit out a win. Not your style.
No, not at all. And, that's just, it's been crazy because teams that slow us down have had a lot of success, but we've had to grind it out, find ways to win in those situations, and that's what we've been doing lately. And, it was just a great team effort, and I don't know how we did it. You know, that foul at the end of regulation was crazy.
Well, one of the advance is the most important thing, and you advanced. Your opponent tonight also went into overtime, a late game, and so you're going to have a lot of really tired bodies on the floor tonight to try to get to the semifinals.
Well, they got less sleep than we did, so that's a good thing. anytime you get this far, it's just pure adrenaline, and officiating and shot, shooting percentages and all that factor into it too. And we're just fortunate to be this far. And for us to do this 3 years in a row is just miraculous. And we're just so blessed, that we're still standing, especially with all we've been through with Marquise's passing. It's been an emotional, crazy emotional two-week ride, not only with Marquise, our team, but with what the high school team did here. And I told you, I think we talked last week, I think that, when this is all over, we will reflect and know exactly how special a time this is. But right now, it's a roller coaster, crazy circus.
Coach, trying to watch the game, I couldn't get on the radio, and so I'm having to watch it in the live score that comes on the internet, and it was just unbelievable. Pushing refresh constantly to try to see how things end. Run us through the final 8 seconds or 14 seconds of regulation. Tell us about the strategy and what you went through there, because it just seemed like it was drama right to, of course, right to the end.
It was bonkers. We scored to go up, I think it was 60-62 with 1.2 seconds left. And, the game is over. And we're thinking, all we got to do is guard the three-point line. We have to throw the ball the length of the court to beat us. Christian Laettner style back, 25 years ago. But the difference is that Duke had 4 seconds for him to catch, dribble, shoot, and score. There's only 1.2 seconds left. So they throw the ball the length of the court, and as the ball's in the air, there's some contact between two or three players, because everybody's jumping for the ball, like in the end zone, Packers Seahawks many years ago, and they call foul. And I'm like, how do you call a foul 1.2 seconds left in the national tournament Sweet 16 game? That's just always a no call. And they called the foul anyway. And so we send their freshman post player to the line, 60% shooter. And I'm like, all right, well, he's not going to make both free throws. When he steps up and makes them both, and kudos to him. That's just huge. And we're sitting there, 0.2 seconds left. Can't do anything with that. So we just inbound the ball and go to overtime. Well, a lot of teams, something like that happens. The other team's juiced up. They're ready to win now, and you can hang your head. We had to refocus. Not only are we mad that the foul was called, kid makes the free throws, but now we got to play another 5 minutes. Who knows what could happen? You got seniors that are thinking, my career could be over on stuff, something like this, especially with the kid who was called for a foul. And we had to regroup, and I'm glad that I have such a great staff, because I was reeling myself. I was so mad at the foul call. And, I had some assistants who just kept saying, hey, Brady, who just kept saying, focus, focus, focus. I'm going up, Brady. Focus, 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 focus. And, sorry about that. That was my nephew, Brady Stuchel. Get us focused for that overtime, and we did, and played pretty well. Came down to the last seconds of that, too. We got a tip dunk with 7 seconds left to win the game. So it was crazy.
Coach, just what a ride, and what a up and down 2 weeks, and all that emotion. It's no doubt that why this morning you were physically drained, going through what everyone's been through. And I think, as you said, you're going to look back and see this is a very special period of time, and a lot of moments here in the great education process that can be college. You guys have found all the life lessons in 2 weeks that a coach could possibly give their kids to go on with life.
Yeah, it's been awesome. Not all of it's been awesome, but most of it's been awesome, and the support we've had from everybody within our community, within the outstretched community, within the world, really. So many other coaches, other people have reached out to us and said their thoughts and prayers, and for whatever reason, number 22 helped us yesterday. And, our kids are resilient. They want to keep playing, and we'll see how it goes. Just the fact that we're still participating, the fact that we're here playing, we even showed up to play, is a tribute to that our kids want to honor Marquise, and they want to continue to represent what we stand for. And, it's a special time. It really, really is.
7:30 tonight, the tip-off. The Statesman taking on Our Lady of the Lake from Texas. And, Coach, we'll be rooting for you, and enjoy the ride. Get that voice back, rest up, and hello to the rest of the family as well, Coach. You're going to have to get Maggie to come on the bench with you. But I bet she's out of juice, too, because you guys have been cheering on basketball teams. You've had an amazing last 2 weeks, no doubt.
Well, I tell you what, I haven't seen my wife. We left Monday morning, and I saw her for the first time last night. She wasn't allowed to come down. She couldn't take off at work, and she got down here last night before the opening tip of the Sweet 16 game, and I gave her a kiss, and we played ball. And then after the game, I gave her another kiss and said, all right, I'll see you tomorrow. because we went back to work, we had to scout all night. See, this is the toughest tournament in the world to win.
Yeah.
Because it's 5 games in 6 days. And, you know, there's no, you know, the NCAA tournament, which we all love, is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 3 weeks in a row. Well, this is all back to back to back to back, 1 day off, back to back. And, you know, it's crazy on coaches because you win, and we get home last night at 11:15 from Denny's. We had to eat at Denny's last night and get to work on your scout team. This morning, call you, which no doubt I love Jason Summers. So here I am talking to you, and we're back to work as soon as I get off the phone here. Gonna get some sweet tea on this voice and see how well I can do.
Sweet performance, though, by the statesman and the outstanding coach, John Henry. I'll tell you, Joe, man, nobody wants to hear this, but, you know, he's highly coveted. This guy has a tremendous, I used to say young basketball coach, but now look at his career. Look what he has done there at William Penn.
One thing we're proud of, Jason, and I'm not bragging here, but we got to promote our own program, is we are the only team in the country over the last 3 years that's been the Elite Eight, the Final Four of the Elite Eight. And from where we came from, when me and my staff took over, we took over a program that had 18 straight losing seasons, and here we are now doing this. It's nothing short of a miracle, and it's just good people surrounding a bum like me that can win a lot of games, and it's been awesome, and I'm really appreciative of everybody that's been with me, and staff-wise, player-wise, and support-wise. So I'm living a dream. And I appreciate your support. Give me a call like this. So you guys have a nice day. hello to all my friends and family back in Albion.
Outstanding. Hey, I couldn't. That's exactly what I was going to say, Joe Millage, right there. That's what they've done. Unbelievable.
Absolutely. Unbelievable. And Oskaloosa has had quite the ride the last two
Absolutely.
Weeks. Boys in the Class 3A championship game. And, of course, John's son, Cole, part of that. And then you've got William Penn back down. And tons of fans have been going down to Kansas City as well. It's been amazing.
Elite is the program that is at William Penn.
Absolutely. With TV
13. 7:30 tonight.
Keith Murphy is on deck next, and we'll get his take on that big number 1 versus number 16 upset last night. And
we've got to find out what he's doing and making sure he's wearing green.
Well, I guarantee you we'll get him out of bed. But anyway, that's coming up next. Stay tuned right here to the Community First Credit Union Coaches Show.
May the road lead you to the Albia Brewing Company to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. We will be serving corned beef and cabbage and shepherd's pie along with your favourite brew. May the wind always be at your back and may the sun shine warm upon your face. And may you join your friends at the Albia Brewing Company. This is Barbara's cousin Mary calling from Bantry, County Cork, Ireland, home of the Harrington family. Happy St. Patrick's Day!
It's Chick Days at H&S Feed and Country Store. From now through the end of May, shop from our store coop and get chicks to take home with you. We order layers as pullets instead of straight runs, so you don't have to worry about getting a coop of too many roosters. We can also pre-order chicks to get the breeds you want. While you're here, pick up Purina Start and Grow Premium Starter Feed to keep your chicks strong with prebiotics and probiotics to support immune and digestive health. Starting them off strong will get them to the laying stage with great success. H&S Feed and Country Store, your Purina dealer on the west side of Oskaloosa.
If you're looking to save on fuel, then come out to the Agriland FS Fast Stop Express fuel sites today from 9 a.m. to noon. You'll receive 16 cents off per gallon on all fuels. That's right, 16 cents off all fuel, including super unleaded, all ethanol blends, and even diesel. Today only from 9 to noon at Agriland's FS Fast Stop Express locations. They accept all major credit cards. Stop out to your local Fast Stop for 16 cents off per gallon on all fuel today only.
At Community First Credit Union, we're giving you a better way to grow your money. For limited time only, with a minimum of $1,000, open a 12-month certificate account at 2.05% APY or a 24-month certificate account at 2.55% APY. Come on, lock in a great rate today and earn more. Because at CFirst, together is better. APY is annual percentage yield. Rates subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA. Farming is a
calling and a dangerous one at that. Every year, an average of 62 good men and women working on farms are electrocuted when farm machines touch overhead power lines. Make sure you have ample clearance, at least 10 feet, between power lines and your combines, grain augers, pickers, balers, and front-end loaders. Keep in mind that uneven ground and shifting soil conditions could put you in harm's way. For more ways to stay safe on and off the farm, visit safeelectricity.org, a message from your friends at Sheraton Valley Electric. Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy partner.
There it is.
You just dropped a bomb on UMBC just dropped the bomb. 16 seed Cinderella dropping the bomb on most of the brackets, buddy.
Yeah, they dropped 312 of our 1,200 people picked Virginia all the way, including me.
That's usually the sign of death for a team is when you picked them.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks to Coach Henry. I mean, what a successful program after 18 losing seasons straight. He comes in there.
And he's got Elite Eight, two Final Fours, another Elite Eight, and they're in again, you know. So this, unbelievable. And the fact that he's gone out nationally to recruit to William Penn, his phone, like his son's phone, Cole Henry, by the way, checking the websites for Iowa and Iowa State last week, everyone was posting, who is this Cole Henry guy? Well, Cole Henry's going to be a household name in the state of Iowa basketball. He is that good, but so is Dad. And Dad's phone's going to be, it has been, I'm certain of it, but...
John Henry's phone is going to ring like Ryan Odom's phone. We bring on Keith Murphy, TV 13 chief sportsologist, if you will. Keith, good morning.
Good morning. I guess from what I'm picking up, I'm the only one who called this Retrievers upset.
I think it was. I looked at your bracket, Keith. You were not the only one, but there were a few people that phoned it in. I think I counted like 12 that played our bracket that picked UMBC. But I think they were playing. They were from the school of the blind because they just clicked all the way through. But Keith, good job.
Oh man, it's incredible. It's one of those things. It's like it's a sports passage because it's one of the things you just get used to saying when you're a sportscaster is a 16 has never beaten a 1. I mean, it had never happened. 135-0. That's what the 1 was against the 16 going into that game. 135-0. I mean, you have to put it up there with Buster Douglas beating Mike Tyson. Miracle on Ice, if you're old enough, the Jets over the Colts, and I would say the time that Jason Summers won one round of Stump the Chump.
Keith, you were on the air last night with your sports package. How did you? This game didn't get over until about 10:40. So I'm just curious what you guys went to air with. Was it looking close? I mean, well, actually, it was 21-21, I think, at the half. But what was your sports package on this?
It was just a mention at the end that it looks like a 16 is going to beat a 1 for the first time because there were about 3 minutes left in the game, but it was the Retrievers by 17 at that point. That's what's hard to get your mind around. And the same thing happened when Arizona lost to Buffalo, is that these games weren't, wasn't that that upset, that Cinderella upset with a buzzer beater with a second to go, that we're used to seeing. Both of these upsets, the big ones we've seen so far, were by 20 points. I mean, they were beatdowns. This was a 20-point win for UMBC, which the paper there in for this morning, it says UMBC stands for You Must Be Cinderella.
And how much... as a station and as a broadcaster that really focuses on the local sports scene, how much was this important for this tournament to really start to matter, to have some Cinderellas? Because with Iowa State no Iowa teams in the dance, certainly need you need these type of stories to make this relevant. And by the way, your travel budget is going to be really strong because you have nobody out chasing these Iowa teams down. So you're going to have some money to spend this summer.
I've already heard from the boss about that. He's kind of happy about the extra money that we have with no teams traveling. I think the Cinderellas are really good. We talked about this, Andy and I did, on the radio show. Would you rather have upsets at this point and then have what usually turns out to be mismatches later on in the tournament? Would you rather have the Cinderellas, or would you rather have the Blue Bloods advance and then have better matchups later in the tournament? Because after these kind of upsets, usually the Cinderellas fall quickly and often decisively. But I think you got to have this. This is what makes the tournament what it is. These teams that supposedly have no chance going out there and pulling off a shocker. I think in this case, though, the negative to it, it does make most people less interested in the tournament because they know their bracket is done.
That's a great point. Yeah.
Yeah, if you picked Virginia to win, your bracket's done. There's no way you can win. And I think even with the injury to the sixth man of the year there that Virginia had, even people who waited, I think most people have Virginia winning it all because they were a clear number one, and they're done. So I think for some people, it probably is negative, because I know many people whose interest in the NCAA tournament is just hoping that they'll finish first, second, or third in their bracket, maybe win some prizes.
Absolutely. Well, Keith, we're on with Keith Murphy, TV 13. You know, it kind of makes you feel a little sorry for Marshall and the Thundering Herd. I mean, great upset for them, and we had several, 4-13 upsets yesterday or this week.
Yeah, there's no way you're going to get the headlines as the Thundering Herd, and that is a really strong upset. But yeah, once the 16 beats the 1, that takes all headlines. It's the top story. It's what everybody's talking about. Everybody, just anyone watching a television, or even people who weren't watching televisions these days, got a text from a friend or a tweet or something that said, hey, you got to get to see this. You're seeing history. This has never happened before, and it may not happen again. I mean, 135-0, this wasn't just an upset because it was a 16-1. I mean, UMBC played its way into the tournament by shocking Vermont, not Duke, Vermont. So it's incredible, and it was by 20 points. I can't really get my head around it.
Yeah, that's what really, you know, puts the stamp on it, is the decisiveness of it. And does Cinderella, can she keep her slipper on? You know, that's what you're getting to, is that, you know, if Cinderella can keep her slipper on, it'll bring eyes to the TV, and it'll keep people interested. 20-point win says, hey, maybe Cinderella has something to fill these shoes with.
Well, yeah, and that South Regional is just all cleared out for Kentucky now, too. You know, that was supposed to John Calipari did all that complaining about how unfair that bracket was, and now Arizona's out, and Virginia's out, and it's all opened up for Kentucky there now. So I don't know, you feel like that team you watched beat Virginia can win again, but I guess we'll have to wait and see if that was like just a fluke. But that is what makes this tourney so interesting, is you catch a team on a great night, and you can do that. It doesn't seem to happen in women's basketball, but in men's basketball with the three-pointer, it's been such a game changer, and I'm old enough to remember games before the three-pointer, but with the three-pointer, these Cinderellas can win sometimes. It's really a blast, but I haven't decided yet if I'm truly excited that a 16 beat a 1, because it has pretty much killed my bracket too, and that is part of the fun.
Well, I'm kind of excited for Coach Ryan Odom. I first thing I did this morning when I got up after, you know, getting through the breaking news last night, the first thing I did was I went to Siri. And I started typing in Ryan, and of course, it already figured out that I was interested in Odom. And the number four thing on my screen that popped up was Odom. So obviously that name is getting searched quite a bit. Turns out this guy used to be a ball boy at Virginia. I'm not sure if you'd seen that, Keith, but I don't know if you saw some of the post-game interviews with Ryan. He's a quiet, very humbled character.
Yeah, I did see some of those post-game
interviews, and I saw a photo of him as the ball boy, and that just adds to all of this. And you saw the interviews with him, and he just seemed like he's trying to understand and completely comprehend this upset and the magnitude of it. And you're right, he is humble, and he gave credit to the players. And then on the other side of that, you see Tony Bennett and his players, and they were very complimentary. Mm-hmm. They didn't try to take the moment away from UMBC at all. But the at least one of the players I saw interviewed, he was just really down about being asked, "Did you know that a 16 has never beaten a one?" He's like, "Yes, we're all aware of it, and thank you very much for bringing it up again." You know, those guys know that for a long, long time, a big part of their identity is going to be, on one side, you're the guys who beat the one seed, and on the other side, you're the guys who lost to a 16 seed. So it's life-changing.
And Jason, I think a lot of those Siri searches were coming from Johnson County, Iowa.
Yeah. there's a stir in the air. Well, I'm looking across the square here, and I see Murphs.
Oh, Murphs.
Yeah, I see.
Are you coming down to Murphs? Are you coming down to Murphs?
At some point, I am for sure. It won't be this morning.
Well, I figured, a guy that likes a little luck of the Irish might get the top of the morning started right.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is kind of an amateur day in this made-up holiday that we have here. It's basically an excuse to go out and party. But when it lands on a Saturday, I'm all for it. So, yeah, we'll go celebrate the heritage somewhere, but probably won't make it all the way down to Murph's unless you can arrange for a ride back.
Hey, we'll get into your bracket maybe a little bit more next time. Keith, thanks for joining us. By the way, 10th year of being a chump. Congratulations. I think the plaque is on its way.
Well, there are many people who'd say I've been a chump for longer than that, so I appreciate the acknowledgement.
Keith Murphy, TV 13, one of a Sump the Chumps, now in his 10th year as a chump, in our 10th year as the contest. Thanks, Keith, for joining us. We'll talk to you later.
Always a blast, guys. Thank
All
you.
Right. As we take it out here with a little Irish music, Jason, good job out of you helping us snag old Keithy 10 years ago. He's got his green slippers on.
He has got his Irish magic. All right, let's get back here and wrap things up here. You're listening to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union.
Save big during the Menard Day Sale. Add storage and style with Magic Woods Elements vanities. The Stratton vanity features a trendy gray finish with a soft closed door and drawers, $199. Complete the look with a matching mirror, $119. Or choose the New Haven vanity with ample storage space and an open bottom shelf, $449. Add the New Haven mirror for $109 during the Menard Day Sale. Get great deals now through March 17th.
Save big money at Menards.
U.S. Cellular's Samsung sale includes up to $450 off the new Samsung Galaxy S9 with turn-in and no hidden fees. Get U.S. Cellular.